He has blessed me in his blood, oh, he has blessed me in his blood. He has blessed me in his blood, the precious blood of Calvary. He's blessed me in his blood, oh, he has blessed me in his blood. It is the precious blood that reaches even me as he.
Friends, we are happy to be coming your way once again by means of radio with another message of the everlasting gospel of Christ. This is what we want to talk about for a little while today. That is the everlasting gospel. In the midst of perplexity of nations and uncertainty among so many people, nations rising and falling and turmoil and storm clouds arising on the horizons at home and abroad, surely we need a place of safety. Do you know where that place of safety is? Let me give it to you here in song. Under his wings, the singers are Lynn and Alma Carver, Arnett and Genevieve Carver.
Under his wings, I'm safely abiding. Though the night deepens and tempests are wild, still I can trust him, I know he will keep me. He has redeemed me, and I am his child. Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under his wings, what refuge in sorrow, how the heart yearningly turns to his rest. Often when earth has no balm for my healing, there I find comfort and there I am blessed. Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever. Under his wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under his wings, oh, what precious enjoyment, there will I hide till life's trials are o'er. Shelter, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever. Under his wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever.
Now, please notice that the gospel is everlasting. It is not something of interest today and gone tomorrow, but it is the eternal and everlasting Word of God. In a world filled with strife and turmoil, it is the gospel which we need. Many of the problems of the nations and rulers would be solved quickly if the gospel was followed. In fact, the gospel is the thing which is needed above all else to bring peace. Listen to this verse from Ephesians 6:15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So if you want to have peace, it is the gospel which you need. The gospel is sometimes termed the gospel of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the grace of God, the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of salvation, the mystery of Christ, the word of God, the word of grace, the word of salvation, the word of reconciliation, the word of truth, the word of faith, and the word of life. But regardless of the term used to designate its power, I'm glad it is an everlasting gospel and able to save everyone who comes in the right attitude of heart. Jesus spoke once of the gospel in this way, "Go and shew John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." Matthew 11:4-5. So, you see, God plans to have the gospel preached to the rich and to the poor alike. None are excluded. In fact, Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Here, then, is the manner in which it is to be preached. First, with power. Listen to what Paul said. "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." 1 Corinthians 2:4-5. There is another unique thing about the gospel. It should be preached to please God and not man. Listen to these words. "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not after man." Galatians 1:10-11. There is another thing about the gospel which we of the mission trail are endeavoring to do. But first, let me give you this verse. "What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel." 1 Corinthians 9:18. That is exactly what we are endeavoring to do. Send forth the gospel without charge. Now, that does not mean that there is no cost to the broadcasting. For there is. It is very expensive to pay the bills. But it does mean that our faith is in Christ. And we believe that what He has called us to do, He will also provide the finances to see us through. This He has done in the past, and we're grateful to Him. In that way, we can send it forth without cost or obligation. Here are the effects of the preaching of the gospel. First, there are certain jobs and crafts which are endangered by it. Did you ever stop to think about that? Do you remember that Paul preached the one true God at Ephesus? Demetrius the silversmith was greatly stirred, and here is what happened. "And the same time, there arose no small stir about that way. For a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana, brought no small gain unto the craftsmen, whom he called together with the workmen of like occupation, and said, Sirs, ye know that by this craft we have our wealth. Moreover, ye see and hear that not alone in Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul hath persuaded and turned away much people, saying, that they be no gods which are made with hands. So that not only this our craft is in danger to be set at naught, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised, and her magnificence should be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worshipeth." Acts 19:23-27. You see, he was greatly troubled about those idols which they manufactured for a living. Nevertheless, the gospel does attack and ruin certain jobs and occupations. But the bright side of the gospel is the victory which it brings. To those who believe, it is the power of God unto salvation. They are saved not only from the snares of Satan here in this world, but they are heirs to all the glory of the world to come. Let us pray. Our Father, may the everlasting gospel of Christ find room in the hearts of those who hear the broadcast, and may its power uproot the seeds of evil which are being sown by the enemy of all righteousness. And to Thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, may I take this opportunity to let you know that this message is brought your way by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If the Lord should speak to your heart and direct you to help us send forth the gospel by means of radio, we would be glad to hear from you. We do desire your prayers. Many people today are trying to take a shortcut in their way of seeking the Lord. Instead of making a clean sweep, repenting and forsaking all their sins, they just join some denomination and try to ease their conscience without the real born-again experience. I am reminded of that scripture, "The bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in it." Isaiah 28:20. Really now, is that what you want? A narrow bed and short covers insufficient to stretch out on and to keep warm with? That makes for uncomfortable sleeping. Take it from me. I tried sleeping on one of those old canvas cots one night in Missouri during the camp meeting, and the weather was so cold I got up, put on my clothes, and went back to bed trying to keep warm. But it was miserable. I believe a haystack would have been more comfortable. Friends, did you ever try to stretch on a cot or a bed which was so short that you had to double up your knees to lie down? Then to add to your discomfort, suppose you had a quilt or blanket too narrow and short, but you tried to pull it down to cover your feet. Having done this, you would then find your shoulders exposed to the cold. After a while, you might decide to do what I told you I did that night, to sleep on that canvas cot when the cold air came up through the bottom. Get up and dress.
I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. In my Christ abiding, I shall not be moved. In His love I'm hiding, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. On His word I'm feeding, I shall not be moved. He's the one that's leading, I shall not be moved.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with you, and a very cheerful goodbye.
I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be.